I'm going to talk about an app called Yelp Eat 24. And this is one of the apps for ordering stuff from restaurants, basically, and getting them delivered. I've settled on this one because it seems to work reasonably well with VoiceOver. Grubhub, I kept getting crashes. I don't even know if I ever set up an account with delivery.com. But this one seems to work well. That's why I'm using it. These apps are sort of in the mold of what a lot of iPhone apps do. They don't have to use an iPhone necessarily, but that's what I happen to have. You set up an account with your email address, your home address, or whatever address where you want the stuff delivered to. You put in a debit or credit card, and those are all one-time things. Usually, by the way, you have to hit save or done or both. So that's one thing to be aware of. You don't just go blindly off after you put in the stuff, because if you do, you won't have actually saved it to where it needs to be for the app to have it. So just be aware of that. The other thing is that this has a lot of filters, and you can get yourself in trouble. One time, I inadvertently told it that I didn't want stuff delivered, and then it kept saying to me, you know, add an address or something like that or whatever. I couldn't figure out why it wasn't letting me complete the order, and that's because it thought I wanted to go pick up the stuff. It took me a while to figure that out. So if you're interested in using any of these things, I recommend you play with them for a while before you intend to actually, you know, use it when you're hungry, because this is not as quick as making a phone call. You know, it takes a little longer, but there are advantages to it. You can look at the entire menu that the place has, so you can see what they really offer. I mean, you can also not have cash on you. You can add a tip, so that's useful and very convenient. You know, when the delivery guy shows up, they just hand you your stuff and they go away. So it's very nice in that sense.
Headings.
Okay. I want to be in headings because I'll be using that. They do have coupons. I've never actually used them. They usually send out one maybe once a week or so. So I don't really know how to apply them. They're usually for a buck or two or something like that. The way this app sets up, let me just explain that a little bit.
Yelp E24.
I'm going to go into it, and I'm going to just show you the tabs along the bottom so that you have an idea what's there.
Selected. Home.
Home
tab
is
one of four.
That's sort of the basic thing that you spend most of your time in.
My account.
My
tab
account
two of four
is what you have to go in initially to set up your account. That's all pretty much a one-time thing. So you very seldom have to go back into my account.
Yeah. Card. Tab. Three of four.
Cart, you will need to go in and out of this. This is where your order goes once you've selected something. So you can go to the cart and interact with it if you want to remove something or whatever.
Order status.
Order
tab.
Status.
4 of 4.
I very seldom use that, but that would tell you is this order on time and that kind of stuff. But they provide you with notifications for that. So you're really pretty good for that.
Do you have to make sure you have money in your account?
That would be a good idea. It's not like a ride account or something like that. It's your credit card. Your credit card has to be good, or you could use a debit card. That's what I happen to do. But you can use either one. In fact, you can use both and, you know, pick one if you want to do that. But I just find that to be a little confusing. So if it wasn't good, what they would do, the order would never go through, is I think what happens, because they do check these things.
Add note.
All right.
Add note. But GPS search.
If you were at a place where you not normally are, you could use that. I find it just gets me in trouble. So I
find restaurants button.
This is what I use most of the time. I'm going to
find toggle
tap on that.
Dimmed.
It
toggles
says,
between restaurants and what's good.
Now you'll notice it hesitates for a second and then it says more. That's because I have hints turned on. And I recommend, especially when you're playing with a new app, but especially this one, to turn on your hints if you don't have them on. I tend to leave my phone with hints on because...
What are you hungry for? What are you hungry for? Text field.
Now you'll notice...
Double tap to edit.
Text field. I could choose here, well, let me...
What are you hungry for? P. P. I. I. Z. 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 A. A.
So now I've told it pizza. So now...
S. D. P. Thiago's Pizza. Classic Pizza, Pizza Days, Pizza, Pizza, Classic Pizza, Thiago's Pizza, Metro Pizza, Stonehearth Pizza Company, Beacon Street Pizza, Davis Square Pizza and Subs, Pinky's Famous Pizza, Via House of Pizza.
Now, these are places fairly near to me in Medford, although some of them are closer than others. Now, if I wanted to go...
Beauty's Pizza. Search for pizza. What are you hungry for? Search Beauty's Pizza. Via House of Pinky's Fame. Davis Square Pizza and Subs. Beacon Street Pizza.
Okay,
Davis Square Pizza and Subs.
I haven't checked this one out before, so I'll double check.
Davis Square Pizza and Subs.
Just to give you a sense of what is here.
Selected. Home.
Okay.
Davis Square Pizza. Selected. Home. My account. Sort by newest. Sort by distance. Sort by top. Filter button.
This is the filter button.
Apply custom filters to restaurant list.
It's telling me it can sort by newest, by top rated, by distance. And usually I use the one that's sorted by distance. So.
Sort by top rated. Sort by distance. Button. Selected. Sort by distance.
I want the closest places, or I don't want a place that once I've decided to order from them, indicate that they won't deliver to me.
So, Davis Square Pizza and Subs. Selected. Home. Davis Square Pizza and Subs. Davis Square Pizza and Subs.
Let's try this
back
again here.
But David info. Full menu. Search. Full menu. Full menu.
Okay, so here's the full menu. Now I should be in the menu section.
Sir, menu hour. Spicy.
Okay.
Menu hours. 11 a.m. to 11:45 p.m.
Okay, that's useful to know. So that's menu hours.
Spicy. Veggie. Notes. Healthy. What's good? Heading.
That.
BTN sections normal. Cheese steaks of $7.65. Onion steaks of bacon burger. Plain cheese pizza. Hand-cut French fries. Spicy French onion rings.
Now I'm going to skip.
$4.95.
I've got my stuff set to headings.
Salads. Heading.
Okay. So salads. Now if I start flicking right.
BTN section. Garden salad. Greek salad. $8.55.
Now if I didn't want a Greek salad, I wouldn't have let it say the price. I'd have just kept going to the next one. But I don't really feel like a salad. You know, those are good for you. I don't want to have that. So
onion rings. Onion ring. Better. Salads. BTN sections normal. Cold subs. Heading.
Oh, cold subs. You can see now I...
BTN sec hot subs.
Hot subs.
Heading. BTN our specialty subs.
Ah,
heading.
Let's look here.
BTN signature specialty sub.
What is that?
$8.75.
Now, I wonder if it's going to tell me more if I click on
select
it.
Add to cart. Signature specialty sub.
Yeah, what is it?
$8.75. Grilled chicken, roasted red pepper, and honey mustard.
Okay.
One person ordered this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Additional options. Decrease item increase item quantity. Button.
Okay, so that's I can order two or three if I want.
Quantity. One.
So there's the quantity one.
Make it. Garnish. Button. Special instructions.
Okay.
Button.
So special instructions.
Special instructions. Text field. Is editing. Dictate.
No onion.
Inserted no onion.
So you can add, you know, or give them instructions if you want. And you can dictate that as long as you're in a relatively quiet environment. I wouldn't recommend doing it waiting for a bus or the T or something, but because it may not take very well. And then you keep going.
Garnet, text, done, onion,
okay.
Done, button, done.
So I got to click.
Add item to cart, button.
Okay. I'm going to do that now just so I can show you the cart.
So, add item to cart. Davis Square Pizza and Subs.
Now, let's
signature
say that
specialty sub.
That I want. That's the only thing I
want. $8.75.
I could have added onion rings and other things, but.
Cart. One item. Back.
So it says
button.
Cart one item. Now, it's going to give me a breakdown here of what.
Back. Davis Square Pizza and Subs. Menu. Pickup. Selected. Delivery BTN normal V2.
So it says selected delivery.
Item. Signature specialty sub. Instructions. No onion. One. $8.75. Subtotal. $8.75.
I'm just flicking right here.
Delivery charge. $1.50. Tax, 61 cents. Total, $10.86.
So that's my total.
Subtotal, $8. Delivery charge, total. Subtotal.
No.
Checkout, button. Checkout alert. The minimum subtotal for delivery from this restaurant is $10. Okay, button.
So
okay,
no.
Davis Square Pizza and Subs.
No.
Check, add $1.25 for delivery men. Add $1.25 for delivery men.
Add some onion rings.
Checkout, button.
When you go to the checkout, that's where you can add a tip. And the choices are like 10, 15, or 20%. You choose one, and it will add that automatically, and then give you your total. And then there will be a submit order button.
Ted, so this only populates those restaurants that deliver near you?
Yes. You can go into the filter section, and you can set it for 1 mile out, 2 miles, 10 miles. So you can look at other...
Ted, if you have a regular restaurant, you sort of always buy the same thing. Will it remember your previous orders?
Yes, it will.
Cancel button.
And I'm going to hit cancel now. And
toggle.
So telling it that I don't want it to just show me pizza
toggle.
Pieces.
What are you... filter button. Sort by top. Sort by dist. Sort by... Sort... Rose's Roast Beef Pizza and Subs. Lighthouse Cafe. Button. Wellington's Pizzeria. Pinky's Famous Pizza. Seti Bar. 3.50 out of 5 Yelp stars. 0.50 miles away. Null. Cuisine. $1 delivery fee. 45 to 60 minutes estimated delivery time.
You can see it gives you quite a bit of information if you just let it. And again, that's with the hints turned on that you get that kind of info. It's really actually quite useful. And you can look through menus to your heart's content. It takes a bit of doing, but you can look at restaurants. Let me go out of this for just a second.
Yelp E24, Lisa's Family Pizzeria.
Okay. Here's my list of...
Three, Helen's Pizzeria. Simple Fare Delicatessen. Helen's Lisa's Family Pizzeria. Seti Bar. Seti Bar. Pinky's Famous. Wellington's Button. Lighthouse Cafe. Rose's Roast Beef. Sort by delivery minimum. Sort by newest. Selected. Sort by newest.
Now this should change the...
Sort by Darany. Kitchen Millie at the low... Darany Woburn.
Okay, see, now it's 2.50
out of 5 Yelps. Kitchen Millie at the local fair. 5.00 out of 5 Yelp stars. 1.61 miles away. Null. Cuisine. $20 delivery fee. 45 to 60 minutes estimated delivery time.
I really like their food for that.
Oh, Ginger. 4.00 out of 5 Yelp stars. 1.64 miles away. Null. Cuisine. $4 delivery fee. 45 to 60 minutes estimated delivery time.
So you can see it changes the list of restaurants depending on what filter you select, which is what I wanted you to see. You want to play with these, and sometimes you want to just reset the filters or just get out of it and start over again. So be aware that the filters can be your friend. They can also get you in trouble, and you won't see stuff you want to see, and vice versa. You'll see stuff you didn't want. As I said, what I like about this is the convenience of being able to look at the menu. Stuff goes into a cart, which is sort of a standard way that a lot of apps that we're used to using work. Your Amazon cart or this, you know, different things like that. So they use this type of format. And all in all, I find it to be the best one of these kinds of apps.
Can you also create a list of favorites?
Yes, and that I have not done. There is an add to favorites thing.
When I open the app, it brings up the last couple of restaurants I used.
Yes, that's what I was trying to get it to do, and it didn't do it. And if you select that, it will show you what you ordered last time.
Yeah.
And in fact, you can just reorder it if you want. So that is good. You can also go into the cart, and you can edit. So if you edit on an item, it will give you the option to remove it. So if you put it in by mistake, or you just decided, I don't want that, or... you know, it's too expensive or whatever. For whatever reason, you can remove the things from the cart.
Yeah, I was thinking that, like, you must have a time to decide before you press the send button to order.
Oh, yeah, you do. You have to check, go into the cart And then it shows you all those things that it showed, the delivery, I mean, the how much it was going to be for delivery, how much for tax, all that stuff. Then you go to the checkout section. That's where you add your tip. Then you have to hit submit, and that's when you're actually submitting the order with the total.
Ted, somebody asked me before the meeting, why not just use Grubhub like we used to? Would you care to comment on that?
Grubhub has become, in my opinion, very inaccessible. It became hard to use. You couldn't go through headings like I was doing for the different sections of the menu. You had to keep flicking right, and you had to flick through the ratings. So you had to flick one star, two star, three stars, four stars, five stars, and then keep going on before you could get to the add item to your order. And I found that very annoying. And then it would crash on me. They've made it very unfriendly to voiceover users. Let's put it that way.
Would it crash frequently on you, or just...
Yes. Grubhub does have one thing. Yelp Eat 24 appears to use the restaurant's own delivery people. Grubhub has some of their own delivery people that they use. And there's a place in Medford called Regina's Pizza, which has very good pizza, rather expensive, but very good. And they do not deliver themselves. But Grubhub will deliver their pizza for you.
Is it a more expensive delivery charge overall, do you think?
It tells you how much it is. I think it's like $3 or something like that.
That's a big advantage if you have a restaurant that you prefer and it doesn't deliver.
But what you probably have to do, if you want to do that with Grubhub, is get Sighted Help initially to do the order, because it's VoiceOver and Grubhub that don't get along. If you can get somebody to do the order, then you can go into Grubhub the next time, select that restaurant, and reorder the same thing, and that does not seem to crash. You can do that. But I found, other than that, Grubhub just to be a real pain in the neck to use, so I just gave up on it. I still have it on my phone, but I only use it in very special occasions.
Is there any other app that uses its own delivery service to pick up from various restaurants?
I use Foodler and Caviar, which are very similar to this. Each app has certain restaurants that they partner with, so there might be one restaurant that's on Foodler and Yelp but not on Caviar, or vice versa. So each restaurant has to subscribe essentially to these delivery services and decide which ones they want to offer their customers.
And a lot of them will offer, you know, two or three different ones, especially in college areas, because this is what kids are using these days.
Sometimes it's worse when you call if you have a non-English speaking
person. Oh yeah, you call a Chinese restaurant, you can get a problem sometimes. For the most part, these things work out well, and they are convenient. I just mentioned Chinese restaurants. I think they're actually good for Chinese restaurants because they don't have the language problem for the most part. The only time I have a language problem now is I have a phone system that they have to navigate. Instead of having them come up to the ninth floor, I often have to go down and get the stuff because they just can't figure out the system, and their English skills aren't good enough for me to be able to explain it to them.
Can you tell us to what extent, once you put the order in, does it give you any sort of tracking, or is it just order submitted and that's it?
It says your food is on the way. It will give you, you know, an approximate time. It will send that to a notification. It also sends you an email. So I don't get emails on my phone for the most part. If I did, they would show up there. And sometimes it'll give you a little better idea of the delivery time in the email, but mostly it's just a duplicate of what you ordered on the phone.
It does estimate the time that it's going to arrive.
Also, the notifications do give you that pretty well. One thing it does do, which I do like, is if the restaurant has to call you for any reason, I mean the driver, the delivery guy, they don't actually get your phone number. You get a call from Eat24, and it says, the restaurant would like to speak to you about your order. Please stay on the line, or whatever, something like that. And then they come on the line. This way, they don't actually know your phone number. And I think it's a way for Eat24 to protect their customers' information, if you know what I mean.
Search for like onion rings or...
You probably can. I don't search in that way. I go through the headings. I would find that in side orders or something like that. But I do like the headings features. For example, if you're doing Chinese food, you can see the appetizers, and then you can see the chicken dishes and the pork dishes and the beef dishes. It's much nicer to be able to go through the headings because you can eliminate stuff that you don't want.
Why is Pinky's famous?
I think it's famous because they've had the police there a few times. I don't like their pizza. as much. If you order like a pepperoni pizza from them, they put like a ground up pepperoni on it instead of pieces of pepperoni. So if you order like three or four things, you get them, but they're all like ground up.
What's your favorite pizza place, Ted?
I like Regina's an awful lot. It's expensive, but it's good. Other than that, I probably order from this place, Alfredo's Italian Kitchen, which has a number of them in the Boston area. I think they make a pretty decent pizza for the money. It's not nearly as expensive as Regina's and still pretty good. A couple of weeks ago, I ordered a pizza from this Lisa's Family Pizzeria. I ordered a pizza, which they call The Works. And when it came, I got a pineapple pizza. So I was a little disappointed in that.
All right, well, Ted, thank you very much. That was great.